Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So AMR and Buffalo Fire Department and the commissioner will be attending the finance committee meeting at 10 o'clock, in which I chair, and we'll be discussing a variety of things. The first is concerns from myself and my colleagues about response time in the city of Buffalo. And as I filed a letter on July 18th, I received a response on August 19th that stated a lot of concerns from AMR. And throughout that duration, I discovered that the company AMR has been operating from a month-to-month contract that expired about 4 years ago. And with that expiring, they have not paid a franchise fee of about $2.3 million that would have went into city revenue for them to operate within the city. And then also, I'm looking to see from the Buffalo Fire Department and AMR that why under Section 72.6 in our charter, why the Emergency Services Board has not met. They are a chartered board where a lot of these concerns can be vocalized. So I look forward to seeing and hearing from AMR and Buffalo Fire on a variety of issues about equipment and response time and wages for workers and a lot of their operations that go on in the city of Buffalo, and to address a lot of the council members' concerns, as a lot of this has really transpired to be more than just response times.
And Mitch, as well, what questions do you have for AMR?
I have questions that go from the first is when it comes down to equipment, how do we know as a city where the resources and emergency response are? How do I know that if I called an emergency that, you know, I have equipment that's in the city of Buffalo and not from a surrounding municipality? And then ultimately, when it comes down to wages and how they're addressing the concerns on wait time when it comes down to hospital and personnel and the shortage of EMS workers that have been faced nationally, and how they are going to remedy that problem that we're seeing quite frequently now. And then ultimately get down to the nitty gritty of how we can better understand why delays happen and the problems that we have in these apparatuses where residents are left feeling that they have a delayed response.
What, if anything, that you hear would push you toward the city starting its own ambulance service?
I think the first about that I'd have to have, really checked and really looked into is it's all about costs. Right now, the city does not have enough revenue or capital to be able to have our own emergency services when it comes down to ambulance services. But I think that right now we have to look at balancing the needs of our constituents and making sure that response time is critical, and then ultimately looking at the finances piece. So I know that right now the city is looking at a variety of options of not only how to save taxpayer dollars and make sure that's cost efficient, but ultimately if the city was to pursue their own ambulance service, would it transpire to quicker response times and an overall cost savings to the local municipality?
And hearing about the month-to-month payment as opposed to a contract, how concerned are you that this may be a reason why EMR has been so slow with response times at times?
So I believe that an unexpired contract that's been expired for 4 years is irresponsible. And because EMR has not had a contract with the city of Buffalo, then the payments of franchise have then stopped. And so I think that that's just irresponsible, and it doesn't put the city of Buffalo residents first. And when you have a settled contract, you have an agreement between two parties, and then that's how you hold each other accountable throughout the duration of contracts. And by not settling it and being month to month is flimsy at best. And I think that a settled contract would have been responsible, and it would have held both parties accountable, and that it would have better addressed the needs of the residents in which are relying on AMR for emergency response.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.